Nolte, Schwarzenegger proves CBS lies about the littlest things to protect government. By John Nolte on April 19, 2023. Arnold Schwarzenegger took it upon himself to fill a pothole. To protect the government, CBS chose to lie about that. This might seem like a nothing burger story to you. But if CBS News is willing to brazenly lie about little and inconsequential things to protect a Democrat-run government, imagine the large inconsequential things CBS is lying about. Tired of a pothole in his Brentwood neighborhood, the former California governor got together with his team and filled the pothole. Today, after the whole neighborhood has been upset about this giant pothole that's been screwing up cars and bicycles for weeks, I went out with my team and fixed it, he tweeted last week. I always say, let's not complain, let's do something about it. Here you go. That's a positive thing, correct? Instead of complaining, you do something. Instead of running around in a puppy dog circle waiting for the government to solve a problem, you solve it yourself. Well, if you're a left-wing propaganda outlet like CBS News, that's not good at all. Leftists despise self-sufficiency, despise government failures being exposed, and despise it most of all when self-sufficiency is used to expose those government failures. This is especially true when Democrats run the government as they do, without opposition, in Southern California. So what did CBS do? CBS lied. Here's the CBS News headline, Schwarzenegger filled the utility trench. Not a pothole, City of Los Angeles says after video goes viral. The giant pothole that Arnold Schwarzenegger said he recently filled on a street in his Los Angeles neighborhood of Brentwood was actually a trench that had been dug for utility work, according to the city. Southern California Gas Company had covered the trench with temporary asphalt that was to be replaced with a permanent surface, the Los Angeles Department of Public Works said in a statement. We have notified the gas company of the issue and the need for them to maintain the site pavement until their permanent paving is constructed, the statement said. You can see what CBS is up to here. The fake news outlet wants you to believe Schwarzenegger is showing off by interfering with ongoing maintenance work. To CBS, the story is. It's not a pothole. So why is this right-wing extremist filling a maintenance trench with insurrection? Schwarzenegger, who usually betrays people on the right to win media love, was not happy with CBS. This, CBS News, headline/tweet is bogus. The 75-year-old superstar tweeted. The story is correct, the utility work was finished in January. I filled in the hole 3 months later and the city left my fix in place. Schwarzenegger signed off with this, this story should be taught in a class for people who are confused about why institutional trust is in decline. The CBS News tweet/story was so blatantly dishonest Twitter added this community note. The pothole was filled 3 months after the utility work ended. According to Schwarzenegger. After 3 months, there is no distinction between a maintenance trench and a pothole. CBS News is only interested in deceiving its gullible readers and protecting Democrats. Fake news. Failed governor. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.